Hi, I'm Alice Poehler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, there's a theme I'm going to repeat next week as well, and that is that so we're ending summer and we're coming into the cooler weather.
Right.
You know, I kind of like to go with some lighter reds to make that transition before
For sure.
I get to red wine.
Yeah.
So you were kind enough to sort of do some exploration here.
Yeah, I really have, in recent years, become a big fan of lighter red wines. I just think they're really easy to drink and they're so versatile with food. Let me tell you about a few that I found. The first one is Le Gaudrier Anjou Rouge. This is from the Loire Valley.
We'll put all these on the website.
We sure will. You'll never remember these all. 2023, rather. And it's $18 for this. And this is Cabernet Franc. And it's from its home region, the Loire Valley.
Uh-huh.
And one sip tells you that you're dealing with a light, easy drinking red. The aroma is lovely. There's red berries and a touch of earthiness and a whiff of wood smoke. And on the palate, the wine is fresh and lively. It's almost weightless. The primary flavors are tart black cherry with notes of bittersweet chocolate. And it's very dry. Tannins are very mild. So I think it works out really, really nicely. And I think this is one of those things you definitely want to chill before you drink it. Just makes it a lot easier.
Just a little bit.
So it's Le Gaudrier Anjou Rouge, $18. Pretty nice. Now, here's one that really surprised me, Hugh, because I had pretty low expectations. Years ago, Lambrusco was kind of fashionable with the white bread people. And it did definitely fall out of fashion, and I've been very much of a wine snob about it. I haven't had it in years. So somebody suggested that I try some, and I said, well, why not? Well, here's one from Reggiano Lambrusco. It's an Amabile style, and I'll explain that. Non-vintage, and it's only $18. And this is somewhat of a surprising wine. Lambrusco is an ancient grape, and it's naturally frizzante. And a version of this grape has been made for a long time, and they never discouraged the frizzante part.
Right.
So that's just the way this ball bounces. The styles range from dry to sweet, with Amabile being in the middle, kind of the off-dry. Now, this version is off-dry, and it's really enjoyable. The color is a pretty red-purple, and the fizz is a deep pink, which is, kind of weird. The aroma is fresh and lively with bright floral notes and berry notes. And on the palate, the wine is enormously fruity, an effect that's heightened by the little bit of sweetness in it. And I thought the flavors were very much like ripe yellow plums with a sparkle. And it's just a kind of a mild, nice sparkle, kind of coarse. You know, so I would say if you don't want to do Prosecco all the time, this is a really good one. But try Lambrusco. It's really surprising. Now, my wine of the week was from Spain, from the Montsant region.
Okay.
And this is Masroig's Solafred Montsant, 23. And this is $12, which
$12?
Means it's a super bargain. A Montsant encircles Priorat, the more, important wine region. And in this case, it's a much lighter one. It's made from Carignana, which is the lightest of the red grapes that are grown there. It's medium dark color, has a sort of a rustic aroma of dark berries and good things like that. Really tasty, really lively, very food friendly. I liked it. That's Masroig's Solafred Montsant, my wine of the week. I'm Al Spoehler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WIPR.